This is AP News Minute. President Barack Obama is staying right here. He's decided not to fly to Asia this weekend so he could be in town for a possible House vote on his health care plan Sunday. The White House says he'll head to Indonesia and Australia in June. Jihad Jane says she's innocent. The American woman known by that nickname pleaded not guilty to terrorism charges in federal court today. Authorities say she wanted to kill a Swedish cartoonist and is accused of pledging to commit murder in the name of Muslim holy war. A Polish court has convicted three men in the theft of the notorious Auschwitz sign that states, "Work sets you free." The cynical slogan is seen as a symbol of Nazi atrocities. Theft shocked Holocaust survivors worldwide. In sports, Villanova and BYU are lucky to be alive. They both won in overtime in opening action at the NCAAs. Notre Dame, though, had its title hopes burst by Old Dominion University, which scored the tourney's first upset. I'm Jason Bronis, the Associated Press, with AP News Minute.